Ciao. Bye, guys.
And she's going to bring me when you over there.
To the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. We're about to go live from the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. This year's Texas Homeschool Convention is underway right now in Fort Worth, Texas. Get ready for a candid behind-the-scenes interview with our very special guest. The show is live, so please comment during the show.
Texas Homeschool Convention is more than a podcast show. We're a vibrant community, a gathering of people supporting one another in the incredible journey of raising the next generation of world changers.
Now, grab a seat, get comfortable, and join families throughout the United States and around the world as we dive into today's conversation. Live from Texas is the Texas Homeschool Convention Show.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. We are live in Fort Worth and not from my bedroom like we are every week, and I am so thrilled that you are joining us for this episode. If you did just watch, me, Lori, and Haley were on talking about all of the excitement, and I want to remind you guys, it is not too late to get here. If you're watching and you have serious FOMO, you are more than welcome to come in tonight for free from 4 to 8 to come shop with 200-plus vendors, thousands of homeschool families just like yours, to be encouraged and equipped and empowered to continue to do what God is calling you to do, which is to raise up the next generation of world changers. So enough about me and what's going on here. I would love to kind of set the stage. So I am here with Melanie Hempe. I'll bring her out in just a second. She is our keynote speaker who is with Screen Strong. And if you're a fan of the show, which I hope you are, then you saw a few weeks ago, me and Melanie sat down for a credible conversation on how to navigate technology in your home. And so I would love to bring in my friend, Melanie. Melanie, come on in. How are you?
Hi, thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
Yes, we're in person. We're not on Zoom. This is so exciting.
Yeah.
Man, so tell everybody, where are you coming from to come all the way to Texas?
North Carolina. We're from Charlotte, North Carolina. Hey, and flew in last night. It was awesome. We love Texas.
Yes. Thank you. Is this your first time in Fort Worth?
No, not exactly. My brother used to live near here.
Okay, yeah, so you're a fellow Texan by trade, and we'll take it. We'll take it. Well, thank you guys for being here. We're so excited. Screen Strong is here. You are keynoting with us tomorrow.
Yes,
on a scale of 1 to 10, where do you think you're at on the excitement level?
Oh, my gosh. 12,
yes.
Maybe?
Wonderful.
Whenever I get in front of a group of parents, it just comes out, right?
Yep.
Like all the good stuff. And so I'm so excited because tomorrow there's going to be so many lives change, and so many parents are going to get that aha moment, like, oh, my goodness, you're talking about me.
Yes.
And I'm going to be able to help.
Yes.
And I brought Evan with me,
yes,
one of my sons,
yes,
who is going to come answer some questions.
That's awesome.
Because he grew up with no problematic screens. So.
Okay, yeah. We're going to interview him in just a second. So, so Screen Strong, I know a few weeks ago you introduced yourself to our audience, but could you give us, like, who is Screen Strong and where did this vision or this mission come from?
Screen Strong was developed out of the story that we had with our oldest son. Our oldest son became very addicted to video games and he dropped out of college. And I thought, oh my goodness, I did something all wrong here. And I didn't understand what it was. And so the result of everything that we learned from going through that experience with him is how Screen Strong got developed and how it all got started. And so what we did with our younger kids was very different, mm-hmm, right?
Yep.
After you kind of do some experiments that don't work, then you try to do some different experiments. And so we started raising our kids differently, and we are not a screen-free organization, but, you know, there was plenty of good uses for screens and technology, but we do believe that there are problematic screens, and that's what most parents have trouble with, and that's video games and social media and smartphones, and can cause a lot of havoc in your home.
Yep.
And we are here with awesome solutions that are really tested. We have tested this with tens of thousands of families, and it really works, so I'm really excited.
And I love what you guys continue. I think we're going to share this mic. They were getting feedback on mine. We're going to share. Yep. So what I love about Screen Strong is, like you said, you guys aren't anti-screen.
No.
And that's powerful, because as parents, which we all are, you know, in a world that screens are just taking over, and even in the homeschool world, tons of amazing curriculums that are moving online. What would you talk to us about those problematic screens, right? Because I know the kids at home would be like, problematic screens are my math homework and reading homework. But really, with some, you have a whole team of scientists and doctors behind you. What are those problematic screens that parents need to keep an eye out for?
So the problematic screens are screens like video games, social media and smartphones, of course, and pornography. Those are the areas that we spend the most time. Your child is not getting addicted to his math homework.
No matter what they say.
Those do not, they're not interactive the same way.
Yeah.
And once we figure this out, this was such a huge moment for us and our team years ago when we figured out, you know what, we don't need to get rid of everything. We need to get rid of the things that are causing the most problems. So it's sort of like with your diet, there are just certain things that you need to keep out of your diet, right? And especially if you are allergic to certain things, you definitely don't want those things in your diet. So that's what we love about Screen Strong. It's all evidence-based, science-based. We have physicians. We have all the different doctors that come on board and vet all of our material. We're very careful about all that.
Wow.
So we're not a screen-free organization. You can certainly sit down and enjoy a fun movie with your family. Watch a, you know, baseball game. I mean, there's a lot of good uses. And with homeschool audiences, though, I will tell you that there is a certain thing that's a little bit harder, you know, and I totally get it.
Yeah.
It's totally because your kids are home a lot. There's multiple screens. You're trying to deal with different ages.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about that tomorrow. I'm very excited to unpack some tips around that.
So you're doing a keynote that's going to really set the stage for who you are, who Screen Strong is, but then you're also doing a Q&A session later in the weekend where parents just like you and our attendees are going to come to get to ask you real questions about their personal scenarios. And we know that every situation is unique or there's certain things. So what do you think are some of the most popular questions that you get over and over again from families? Is it, where do I even begin? What, you know, is it even possible to do this? Because it seems impossible. What are some of the questions you get pretty often?
The most common questions usually center around, how do I balance it, right? How do I detox my kid if he's showing signs of, you know, addiction? Like we have the warning signs. And I think every parent kind of has a gut feeling in their heart where they kind of know something isn't right. So the questions, you know, generally are around how to detox without losing my kid, right? Because you don't want your kid to hate you, right? So we're going to talk about that. Dr. Stacy's coming in and she's going to be helping us answer some of these questions. Another question that we get is about, my kids won't have any friends if they don't have video games. And we nail that one. I can't wait to go and dive into that a little bit more. And I have Evan with me and he's going to talk about how he had friends, how he had, in fact, more friends than his older brother who was a gamer. So we have answers, but we don't just have answers. We have like this real life examples and stories and tips. And I'm a mom. I have four kids. I get it. I totally understand. I've been through it. We've done it the wrong way. We've done it the right way. And, you know, I can just tell you what works and what doesn't work. Another question we get a whole lot is, don't I need to teach my kids how to use all this now? Right. So they'll be prepared for later.
Yeah.
And the answer to that is awesome, because you really don't. You don't need to teach them to do that anymore than you need to teach them how to drink beer or alcohol or, you know, take drugs. No, we talk about it, right? And we guide and we help coach them, but they don't have to do the addictive thing in order to learn about the addictive thing. So I can answer all the questions.
Yep.
We do have a lot of good ones. And of course, Evan really helps too.
Yeah. And that's what I love about you guys. You haven't gotten to meet Melanie yet. Please do, because you're so sincere and so genuine, and you really practice what you preach. Because your older son, Adam, is that right?
Adam.
Was screen addicted, dropped out of college, and you lived that firsthand, right? But now your son is with us, and I'd love to bring him up here in just a second. Evan has lived the Screen Strong lifestyle.
Yes, he has. And to hear more about Adam's story, just this week on our Substack, we have Adam's complete story. So please go on that and read that. And it will give a really good background. Plus, I think for a lot of parents who are out there really struggling, if they read Adam's story, they're going to relate to that. And it's going to really give them some confidence to be like, okay, I don't want my kid to go that pathway.
Right.
And bless his heart, Adam loves us, you know, sharing his story. He's really happy for us to do that.
That's great. So. I love that. So let's, Evan has lived the screen strong lifestyle. Every teen watching is probably like, there's no way I can give up the video games and be normal. How do I make friends? So Evan, if you want to come up and join us, we would love to have you. Welcome in, Evan. You're tall. We're going to adjust the camera up here in just a second. Me and your mom are in the...
Yeah, of course.
Awesome. Well, hey, welcome to the show.
Yeah, glad
you have
to be
a
here.
Great mom. 10 out of 10 would recommend. So talk to us about, you have lived this like screen strong lifestyle. You've gone against the grain, against the problematic screens, video games, but I'm sure you're so much more than that. So tell us hobbies. What do you love to do? Like, kind of pitch us the Evan story.
Okay. In high school, I was a big sports guy running cross country, and I was playing baseball. I also was in a worship band in high school. I've always taken piano and violin lessons, and then taught myself kind of bass guitar, acoustic guitar, all that. So I did that. I did one musical theater show my senior year. So that was a lot of fun, kind of like learning how to sing, dance, all that stuff. Wasn't very good, but, you know, I loved it. Did it with all my friends. And then I was in student government my senior year in high school. So I was able to, you know, be student body president, kind of lead in that way. And then when I got to college, I got a job as the athletics MC at the basketball game. So just, you know, with a mic, camera, all that, just kind of learning the ins and outs of all that. So I think me being able to do a lot of things growing up really just helped form relationships in totally so many different pockets and just kind of allows me to enjoy a lot of things, because there's so many things out there that are just awesome that I still really want to learn and just get better at. But when you, you know, when you allow yourself to only do video games, social media, you limit yourself to such a tight window that there's so much out there to experience. And I think that was really, I was super thankful. She never let me quit anything. There were so many times where I was like, Mom, I hate this. I want to quit. She was like, no, because I'm your parent and that's what we're going to do. So just encouragement out there to like just kids, as much as you might want to quit and just stop what you're doing, you really don't know that your parents have what's that they know what's best for you. And there's so many stories of parents out there that say, oh, well, I'm never going to regret continuing to do something. So just not being allowed to quit and being interested in all those things, kind of just a lot of part of my story. So yeah.
I have so many thoughts. Yeah. One, I think you're underachieving. No, I'm totally kidding.
I get that a lot.
I love that you have such a respect for your mom. And I think that comes from the culture that you guys have built in your homes because you weren't glued in your bedroom to a video game screen or a TV, but forced to interact with society around you. How old are you?
I'm 19. So
okay. Yeah. Well spoken, guys. Yeah. I promise he's not the weird homeschool kid that you would think that he is. So what are some things that you like? So you're still adopting this into college. Yep. It wasn't just for that 13 to 15 year old that you ditched it. How, like, knowing that most of your friends have cell phones and social media and stuff, like, how do you interact in that world when the world around you is addicted to screens and you're like, hey guys, there's a world outside. Come talk to me. What does that look like?
Yeah, of course. So, my whole experience just kind of growing up is, at the end of the day, if you're doing an activity with someone, whether it be a sport or art or anything like that, that is always going to form better relationships, and people are going to find way more interest in that than they are a video game or social media. So when you get out and you do things with people, they really don't care anymore. Like, it was a little bit of, you know, I got made fun of a little bit growing up, but I mean, who doesn't get made fun of when they're growing up? So, but at the end of the day, because my twin brother Andrew and I were in art, music, sports, all that, we had so many interests, that leads to so many different conversations you can have, that leads to just you being more just interesting as a person. And no matter what, people are going to want to be around that. And I get it all the time where I'll tell people that I don't have social media or I don't play video games, and they'll be like, oh, that's so awesome. Like, because everyone, it seems that everyone knows the problems that social media and video games can bring, and they don't like the fact that they spend so much time on it, but they're so shocked to hear somebody who really doesn't. So who's really kind of living that out. And so it's been really cool to talk to people about that. And, you know, I'll give my friends a hard time for being on their phones all the time, but at the end of the day, just forming those real connections with just getting outside and just getting into trying new things. It's really difficult to try new things. I still kind of am resistant to change a little bit. I think most of us to some extent are, but just, you know, trying new things and meeting new people that way, it yields so much more better relationships and all that than a video game or social media ever could. It tries to really mimic that, but nothing at the end of the day beats those real interactions. So
I love that. I get the vibe. You are not missing anything in life by being off social media. And most of us hear this and we're like, it's possible. Yeah. It's actually possible.
Oh, yeah. It's possible.
And you're getting to enjoy the world around you. Right. And I think that's so powerful in a day and age that feels like it's flying by at the seat of its pants. You're like, I'm having fun.
I'm enjoying it all. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can't complain.
Well, that's amazing. So you're here with us all weekend, too. Yeah. You're helping out with the Teen Convention Workshop, and you are co-leading that. You'll also be in the Q&A.
Yep.
So, guys, if you're on site or you haven't had a chance to make it in, Evan and Melanie, Dr. Stacy, and Mandy are going to be doing workshops all weekend, and their booth is incredible. You guys brought a lot of resources with you. Oh, so yeah. Can you quickly just tell them what's available at the booth or what's available to them? Like, where do they start?
One of the things we have that is very exciting is our new course. So this just came out last month. And so isn't it fun? I think this is our first convention to bring it in. So it is an actual book. We should have brought one. It's an actual workbook. And it goes through all the things that Evan's talking about. It goes through the brain development, how to explain to your kids what's happening to their brain, what's happening with the dopamine in their brain, what screens are doing. So we have all that was our number one most requested item that we've had over the last number of years. Parents want something to explain this to their kids. So you're no longer the bad guy, right? So Screen Strong has all the material that you need, and it's in print.
Yes.
So it's physical. We have the digital copies, but you know, we want kids to get off their screen, and the kids love this book. It's like a graphic novel. The illustrations are beautiful. So they're like carrying it all around. The moms are calling us. They're like, he's reading it at night. He hasn't read anything at night for so long. So anyway, we're very excited about that. We have a bunch of handouts, of course, and bookmarks and all sorts of fun.
Little buttons. Yeah.
Stand up for your kids. Stand out from the crowd. Be Screen Strong. I love that.
Yeah.
Well, guys, thank you for joining me. I'm pumped to hear the rest of what you guys are doing this weekend. And we want to invite you again, free shopping tonight, or we still have tickets available. Come and hang out. Melanie is speaking at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning and then workshops nonstop the rest of Friday and Saturday. Guys, thank you again.
Yeah.
We'll see you
so
around.
Yeah.
Of course. Awesome. You guys can head on back over there.
Thank you.
Oh, we're going to take a picture with our background. All right, guys. All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
Well, hey, thank you so much for joining with Melanie. She is here all weekend. Screen Strong is an incredible organization. And if you have not had a chance to check them out, bescreenstrong.com, and they would love to connect with you. Well, guys, we've got another show coming up in about 10 minutes or so. So stay tuned. Hit that subscribe button so you get notified. And we will see you in just a few minutes. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for joining us live from the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas.
We hope you are leaving encouraged, equipped, and empowered to take on this week as an intentional parent.
Be sure to subscribe on YouTube and never miss an episode.
No matter where you are in your journey, we are here to support you. Make sure to check out our website at conventions.thsc.org. Come join our community.
This has been the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. Have a request for who you'd like to be on our show? Email us at events@thsc.org and tell us more. We always love hearing from you. We will see you next week.